This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Since 2019, the Winnebago Mental Health Institute in Oshkosh has seen a 30% increase in involuntary detentions. Winnebago is the only state-run psychiatric hospital in Wisconsin, except for Mendota Mental Health Institute, which is intended for people in the criminal justice system. A lack of psychiatric beds in cities and towns around the state means that many people end up at Winnebago, a journey that can include hours handcuffed in the back of a patrol car for people in the midst of a mental health emergency. A new bill aims to improve crisis care by establishing emergency mental health care centers around the state. One of the sponsors of that bill joins us now. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your thoughts, experiences, or questions. Do you work in the mental health care field? What are your thoughts on Wisconsin's mental health care system, especially when it comes to crisis care? Have you or a family member needed to look for emergency mental health care? Was it there for you? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Clint Moses is a Republican representing the 29th District of the Wisconsin Assembly that includes parts of St. Croix County and Dunn County. He's a sponsor of the bill that would establish regional mental health crisis care facilities in the state. Representative Moses, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, good afternoon. Good to be here.
Can you run us through the basics of what this legislation would do if passed?
Yeah, I was super excited to actually get this one across the finish line. It cleared the assembly on a unanimous vote, 97-0, also passed the Senate, and it's actually sitting, I'll be on the governor's desk shortly to hopefully get signed into law. But basically, and you already kind of covered it in the intro a little bit, but these regional facilities are designed to offer the same resources and care as Winnebago Mental Health Institute, but just closer to home and closer to the patient support system. These facilities treat the individual's mental health or substance abuse disorder, and it saves law enforcement, especially in outstate like where I'm from. I actually represent Dunn St. Croix in just a little corner of Polk County up in northwest Wisconsin. And it's, you know, a 10-hour round trip for law enforcement to transport these people down there. So not only is it detrimental to the patient that's suffering the a crisis, essentially, but it's also a huge burden on law enforcement and the taxpayer because it costs just a lot of time where they're out of our communities. So I was proud to author this bill. Obviously, my position is chair of the Health Committee, Health, Aging, Long-Term Care Committee. I work very closely with DHS, and we've been working on this for quite a while.
So how would these new centers be spread out around the state?
Well, in the bill, it specifies that the first one has to be 100 miles or more away from Winnebago Health Institute, and then in the western part of the state. So that could be northwest Wisconsin. It could be southwest. The Senate author lead on this, Howard Markline, obviously coming from the southwest part of the state, would like to see it there. I would love to see something up in Eau Claire or St. Croix County, like maybe New Richmond or even Hudson for that matter.
Going back to police resources, I understand, you know, there's some communities that the police department, you know, may number in the single digits. So having maybe two police officers out of town is actually a serious impairment to their ability to do their daily jobs. Is that something you're hearing in your district?
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, personally, that's where I kind of came in on this. I mean, I've had predecessors, legislators over the last 8 to 10 years that have said this is a problem. We need to get something done here. Obviously, this money was actually put in the last biennium's budget, $10 million initially, and DHS did not essentially have a blueprint on how to use it. So this bill spells that out. It is a big burden on our law enforcement, especially those smaller communities that do not have a lot of resources.
Can you talk about what it'll take to get these regional facilities up and running? And we know there are problems with having access to staff, to being able to hire people, a lot of different kinds of health and mental health care facilities around the state. What is that hurdle once this is passed and in place?
Yeah, well, I think one of the things, actually, if you've been following along in the Chippewa Valley with the HS closure, we do have some of the staffing that might be available from that situation where they could certainly work in these facilities. Obviously, healthcare providers of any kind, and I shouldn't say just healthcare providers, Just finding staffing is a challenge. That's probably the biggest hurdle, but I do think there's plenty of staff out there to at least fill the initial void or need for this. My hope is that we start out with one or two, and this proves to be so successful that it's something we add to the budget and we expand on, so that eventually maybe we have at least five of these regional mental health facilities, one per DHS district. The DHS has five districts throughout the state. It'd be nice to at least see one in each district.
Talking to State Assembly Representative Clint Moses about legislation he co-sponsored on its way to being signed into law that would establish regional mental health crisis facilities around the state. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Let's bring on a caller. Samantha is with us in Northwest Wisconsin. Samantha, hi.
Hi, good afternoon, and thank you for taking my call. I was going through a very hard time in my life, and depression was at an all-time high, anxiety was at an all-time high, and someone called the police because they were concerned for my mental health. I had no harming myself. However, the police handcuffed me, took me to the local police department where I was interrogated, and then taken to another community where I was given a physical examination. I had my bra and underwear on and were handcuffed and put in the back of the police car with really giving no reason that I could understand at the time, and driven to Winnebago, arriving in the middle of the night. I was 58 years old then, to go through a horrifying intake experience to get a cell with a person I had no clue what was going on. And I kept crying all the time, and I was crying, and they wouldn't let me out. I was crying because I was terrified. I was in there with people who made the news, people who were in there because they needed considerable help. And it was a horrific experience. I still have nightmares about it, and I would do whatever I could to support mental health facilities being scattered across the state. No one should have to go through this nightmare ever that I experienced, all involuntarily. No one listened to me. They didn't care.
I'm so sorry to hear that, Samantha. Horrifying experience, and I thank you for sharing your story with us. Representative Moses, obviously there are a lot of questions to talk about when it comes to when somebody can be involuntarily detained in that way, but part of Samantha's story was being taken to Winnebago. She would very much have liked to have a local option. At least that part of the story you're hoping your legislation could help with.
Yeah, for sure. And this includes involuntary and voluntary adults. And then it is optional for them to take youth as well that might be suffering one of these incidents. But Samantha's story is all too common. I mean, I had constituents reaching out, and then honestly, people across the state with similar stories. I can only imagine what it's like. So I feel for, and this is exactly the purpose of the bill.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Can you talk, to get to some nuts and bolts here, can you talk about funding for these regional centers? How are they funded, and how would funding work if they are expanded in the future?
Yeah, in the initial, like I said, there was $10 million that was set aside last budget for this. Some of that money does come from the opiate money that the state received as well. And my hope is, you know, because $10 million, that seems like a lot. But when you start talking about hiring security and mental health professionals and the facility itself, that will be taken up pretty quick. So like I said earlier, my hope is that this proves to be so successful that it's something we want to fund. And I mean, even as a conservative or a Republican, you know, just the finances of it really add up. Besides the humanitarian part of it, doing the right thing for patients and people across the state, it financially makes sense too, because right now this puts too much burden on our local government and our local law enforcement.
And Representative Moses, before I let you go, we often think of Democrat versus Republican in our state and national governments. Can you talk about this as an example of, as you mentioned, I believe a unanimous vote in the assembly, a place where a party doesn't matter as much?
Yeah, and this is one, I mean, it's just something that we all agree on, and this is what makes it fun to go down to Madison and get stuff done, because it isn't the partisan bickering that we see so much on the news, especially at the federal level and even at the state level. This thing received support from absolutely every assembly representative that was in the room on the floor 2 weeks ago and voted for it. So I'm excited for that. obviously, as chair of the health committee, I am super excited to see this come across the finish line.
Representative Moses, thanks again for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Clint Moses, Republican representing the 29th district in the Wisconsin Assembly in the northwestern part of the state. We're talking about a bill that he introduced that would establish regional mental health crisis care facilities in Wisconsin. We'll talk to a mental health advocate coming up in just a few, and we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Do you have questions or maybe an experience to share? 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up that conversation coming up here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our talk about emergency psychiatric care in Wisconsin and proposed policies aimed at improving it. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you or a loved one required emergency mental health care in Wisconsin? What was that experience like? Join in at 800-642-1234. If you're willing to share that, that's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Sita Deal is the Public Policy and Advocacy Director for NAMI Wisconsin. That's the National Alliance on Mental Illness. Sita, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Well, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Can you tell us a little bit about the role of crisis care when it comes to mental health care in Wisconsin?
Yeah, so the crisis care is, you know, like emergency care. If we take care of our mental health early, and if we identify mental illness and mental health problems early and get effective help, there will be fewer psychiatric crises. So there's one key to bending the health curve toward well-being, and that is school-based mental health services. And we have pretty good school-based mental health services in Wisconsin. We need more. Because if kids can get help early in school where they spend their time, we'll get much better outcomes. So we're making progress, but we need more state funding and we need private insurance to lean in.
And for the crisis system in general, I've been hearing for years about this concern that people in so much of the state, the only recourse is Winnebago and Oshkosh, hours by police car. Do you see this legislation, I was just talking to Representative Moses, at least helping with that one piece of the puzzle?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And I want to start by thanking Representative Moses and Senator Howard Markline for authoring this bill. As they said, it's been a long time coming, and they did a beautiful job of setting the framework to establish these centers. So, and it's, as they said, it's been refreshingly bipartisan and a lot of collaboration between the legislature and the administration. So kudos to everybody who's been involved.
Sita, I want to look at next steps after somebody who's been through this situation, received emergency psychiatric care voluntarily or involuntarily. Do we have enough follow-up then to stay with them and make sure they don't end up back there in weeks or months?
Yeah, well, so Wisconsin is building on the National Crisis Now model, which entails having somebody to call, someone to come, and a safe place to go for anybody who's in crisis anywhere, anytime. So we're ahead of the curve in some ways because Wisconsin law already requires counties to provide 24/7 call service and on-site response, which in the smaller counties, as Rep. Moses was saying, is often law enforcement. But the counties, we already have small crisis stabilization facilities if people want to go. So it's only for voluntary care. And these are home-like centers where somebody can receive counseling, they're in a safe place, but we don't have enough of them, and we certainly don't have enough of them for youth. We only have two for youth, and they can't be a place where law enforcement officers can drop people off if they need treatment but don't want treatment. So it was like Samantha was talking about. So what these crisis urgent care centers will do is they will deliver prompt, compassionate psychiatric care in that precious moment of crisis. So if you think about it, you know, a crisis is an opportunity for growth. And people who are in a crisis, all of their old patterns are kind of, everything's thrown up into the air. And if you can get good help right in that first 23 hours, if you can get compassionate help, then most crises can be resolved. And then fewer people will have to go to psychiatric hospital anywhere in the state, much less Oshkosh. And you noted that the trend has been going up since 2013. That's abnormal. We don't need that. If we can get people the care they need in that 23 hours of crisis, then we'll have a lot lower need for hospitalization.
Sita Deal is with us from NAMI, Wisconsin, looking at emergency mental health care in the state. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Let's bring on a caller. Gwen is with us in Madison. Gwen, what did you want to tell us about?
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. I worked with inpatient psychiatric as a registered nurse for over a decade here in Wisconsin. And I do want to say that I applaud highly any effort that are being made to provide more access to this type of care for patients. It's very important. However, I do want to add one thing that I hadn't heard, and that is the issue of medical clearance. When someone seems to be in acute psychiatric distress, we need to make sure that there's not a drug or an illness that is causing this. I've had patients come in who they thought was having a schizophrenic break and she had meningitis. I've had patients come in who had overdosed. Those issues really need to be addressed before they get...
Gotcha. Gwen, an interesting point. Sita, how important is that?
Yeah, very, very important. And that's the reason, the exact reason why we need these crisis urgent care centers, because they will have, they will be staffed 24/7 with prescribers and with psychiatric counselors and with nurses, much more highly staffed than the crisis stabilization facilities. So it's basically a psychiatric emergency room, and they will have the capacity and the routine to assess medical or substance use and mental health crises and sort one from another. And she's absolutely right. Often a psychiatric condition will mask, or it'll start to look like a general medical condition, or vice versa. And so, you know, like I have a relative who had what looked like a psychiatric crisis, and he was actually in renal failure. And so they really had to get him to the hospital. So this is what these centers will sort out. But one of the good things about these centers is that the transportation, if somebody needs to go to another facility for follow-on care, whether it's substance use care or general medical care or mental health care, they will go in the facility's vehicle. The bill specifies that, not in the back of a law enforcement vehicle, handcuffed in the back of a squad car. So that's a much more, I've been thinking about the earlier caller, it's a much more dignified process. But the crisis urgent care centers will have capacity and will have the part of their job is to sort out medical substance use and mental health crises.
Thanks again for that call, Gwen. Sita, you mentioned earlier early interventions through schools and things like that to help hopefully prevent these things coming to a crisis situation in the first place. Also wanted to ask about access to mental health care in Wisconsin. We heard from a caller who couldn't stay at Ellen in Cedarburg who went through a similar crisis. Since then, she said it took her a year to get a therapist for people who need some kind of personalized mental health care. Do we have it? Do we have enough of it in Wisconsin?
Right now, the answer is no. But the pandemic was a boom in many ways in that people can now get telehealth, and the data show that counseling through telehealth is as satisfying for the person and as effective for the person and also as satisfying for the clinician as in-person care. So that means that we can stretch the existing capacity of our existing workforce, but we also need absolutely more bodies. We need more experts in care. And so we've got something called the Qualified Treatment Trainee Program, where people who are emerging from their social work or their licensed professional counseling or the marriage and family counseling, marriage and family therapist programs can get supervision, the required 3,000 hours of supervision paid for by the state. And right now that's on COVID relief money, a little bit of general purpose revenue from the state, but we need more general purpose revenue to keep that program going at the elevated level, because we have a dire workforce shortage in Wisconsin. We also need to use all kinds of providers. So we have a strong peer support program in Wisconsin, but we're not utilizing it well. And there's the pipeline between finding people who have recovered to the point where they're turning again to help someone else, and they want to become a certified peer specialist, getting them trained and then getting them placed and then, you know, having the support that they need in order to do good work. That pipeline needs to be straightened out. We're not finding everybody that we need in order to fulfill that level of care. But those people can spend a lot of time walking with somebody. You can see your psychiatrist maybe once every 3 months or once every 6 months. You can see your counselor, you know, maybe once a month. And as the caller said, it takes a long time to get into care, but a peer support specialist can help walk with the person and help give them hope and help them find the support they need in the interim while these professional services are in the wings.
Sita, just briefly, this peer support idea keeps coming up when we have conversations about mental health care. Are we working toward that? Are you seeing people make that system work better to get people connected with peers just in our last half a minute or so?
Yeah, absolutely. We have 5 or 6 peer respite centers around the state, which are basically step down or step up facilities. Like, you're going into a crisis, you need to chill, you need somebody to talk to who has been there, or you're coming out of hospital and you're just not quite ready to go home, so you can sit and somebody will listen to you who understands what you're going through. And then we have peer recovery centers throughout the state, which is a place to go because isolation is a killer. When you're talking to mental illness, about mental illness, literally a killer. And so if you can have a place to go where you're accepted, we have both peer recovery centers and clubhouses, which are basically community centers for people with mental illness.
Sita, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
That's Sita Deal, Public Policy and Advocacy Director for NAMI Wisconsin. She talked to us about the state of emergency psychiatric care in the state. Earlier, we heard from Assembly Representative Clint Moses about a new bill aimed at providing more access to emergency mental health care in more parts of the state, expected to be signed into law possibly as soon as today.